Jason Roher, co-author of the study and associate professor of integrative biology, says the study provides an understanding of how climate change plays a role in the global well-being of amphibians.
We hypothesize that these temperature shifts would benefit the pathogen more than the host. We found some field evidence linking amphibian declines associated with this chytrid fungus to temperature shifts. And we then conducted some experiments in the laboratory and showed that frogs exposed to a temperature shift had higher loads and were more likely to die of those infections than frogs kept at the constant temperature.
Frog declines can be linked to global warming. Roher says warmer years had larger drops in temperature and more frog extinctions than cooler years.
The areas where they were finding lots of dead frogs was in Panama. So there's a well-documented spread of the pathogen through Panama. Now, Panama is a very narrow country, and so there were researchers that were able to actually get in front of this spreading pathogen, and they documented that the frogs were all fine before the pathogen arrived, and then they all started dying once the pathogen got there. And there's other evidence, especially evidence in the Sierra Nevadas of California as well, where they're able to show the pathogen is spreading, the frogs are fine before the pathogen gets there, and then they start dying when the pathogen arrives.
According to Roher, this is one of very few studies that have considered how inconsistencies in temperature affect disease risk in amphibians.
I am unaware of any frog species that's been found that is completely resistant to this pathogen. They all seem to be capable of getting infected. And climatic shifts could indeed facilitate fungal population growth rates, so it can cause an extinction. We are actually looking into some potential solutions to amphibian declines associated with the chytrid fungus in my lab right now. And that they're more focused at either eliminating the pathogen or increasing the resistance or tolerance of the host to the infections.
Roher says the frogs continue to suffer from the deadly parasite, but research will continue to try to find a useful solution. For WMNF News, I'm Olivia Cabot.